downfield passing numbers are basically half of what they are a year ago. What's going on? What's wrong with the texture?
We're 7-2. You know, I've talked about this a number of times. We've made some big plays down the field. We've not made some big plays that could have been made. You know, we've had a little influx or rotation of guys that have been in and out of the lineup. But you know, to me, the name of the game is winning, and that's what we're doing. And on a short week, we got a very good defense to go against. This will be a great test for us against Coach LeBeau, who obviously is one of the best there's ever been at doing what he does. And I've been on both sides of the fence with Dick, and, you know, it'll be a great challenge.
You're playing well enough to win right now, but do you think you guys are playing well enough to win in the playoffs, or is it still time to sort that out?
This is a process. Every season is a process. I think you have to respect that. There's growth throughout the year, week in and week out. And the teams that are left standing in the end are usually the teams that have continued to grow and get better as the season has gone on. We recognize that we maybe haven't played to our standards or our expectations, but at the same time, we've done things to win in critical situations. And, you know, whether it's last week we're down 17-3, the first time we possessed the ball against Indy in the second half, and we were able to put 17 points on the board to win in the second half. So those are good signs. At the same time, we know we're striving each and every week to get better each and every week, and that's really what our focus is.
Why do you think you haven't played to your expectations, Todd?
I think a lot of different reasons. Number one, we've been playing some really good defenses. You know, and maybe some that when we saw the general consensus was, oh, that's the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, they're looking like they're going to be one of the best defenses in the league. We've played some quality defenses from top to bottom, and we've got some new guys in the lineup, guys like Vance McDonald, Justin Hunter a couple weeks worth, Juju is a young guy that's in the lineup. You know, skill guys that are different or new or always take time, and there's a process there with everybody getting on the same page, or Ben and those guys getting on the same page, and it's what we're working at daily.
Todd, during the 2-point conversion confusion, what were you yelling at Ben when the cameras caught you?
I wasn't yelling at Ben. I had two of my daughters send me the clip and say, "Dad, why are you yelling at him?" I'm like, I wasn't yelling at Ben. I was yelling at an unnamed coach that I won't talk about right now. Was it
Mike, was it?
No.
Can you go through that sequence?
We lined up wrong. Not just one guy, multiple guys lined up wrong. And then when we had the timeout, everybody didn't come to the sideline, and the same couple guys lined up wrong again. So, you know, it was one of those in-the-moment things that obviously – we don't want to happen, you know, but it happened. The good thing, again, is, you know, we backed up 5 yards and we were able to get it done. So that ended up being a positive and one that we got to learn from and know can't happen.
When Ben was asked about it on his radio show, he said he didn't seem surprised by the suggestion that the yelling was towards him instead of it happens more than we know. Is that true?
I mean, we're coaches. I'll say I've been here a long time now. This is my 6th year, so 5.5 years. We've done a lot of prolific, great things offensively together, Ben and I. What we haven't done is won a Super Bowl, and that's what our main goal is. That being said, he's out on the field. I mean, he doesn't know whether I'm yelling at him or not. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's bad. Us coaches on the headset do a lot of yelling.
When you study Dick LeBeau this week, is he doing a lot of the things that you got used to working with him, or does the defense look very different?
A lot of similarities, but at the same time, you know, what's made him great is his ability to adjust, his ability to take a different group of players and figure out where their strengths lie. He's just a great coach. You know, he and I shared a seat on the plane on away trips, and it was one of my favorite things ever. You know, a couple hours, 3 hours. It was the only time in my career I hoped for long road trips, because you got to sit with, you know, a living legend for 4 to 5 hours, and he was like me, never slept, no matter what time we were flying, and just great person and man to be around. But the defense is playing great football, obviously, this last stretch especially. I mean, they're taking the ball away, they're playing physical, they're playing hard, as you would expect. You see subtle changes that he as a great coach makes, and necessary adjustments to be the best they can be.
Todd, you've been able to score a lot at the end of the first half in most of these games. Any reason for it, and what does that do for you when you put up points?
It's a great boost. It's more situational football. We've seemed to have had a lot of end-of-the-half possessions, which you don't always get in that situation. You know, you may be kneeling on it with 5 seconds left, but we've been put into that situation, and then we've been backed up a bunch this year in an inordinate amount. And we've had success in that area of the field. You know, our goal is to get at least one first down, and we've done that and more most of the time, knock on wood. But, the end of the half, there have been a lot of areas situationally that we've been very good. Red area last week, we're really, 75%, because the last one was the game-winning field goal. So, that's an area that we need to continue to grow. Third down's an area we need to continue to grow. But end of the half has been good stuff, and it gives you a great boost going into halftime.
When the offense doesn't,
you talked about the usual some of the skill guys. Has it been at all throwing some of the huddle out there?
No, not at all. I mean, we probably practice the no huddle more than anything else we do, going back to day one, and it's a staple. Even if we're not in no huddle, we're running no huddle plays. If you can understand what I'm saying, I mean, most of our plays come off of that foundation. So whether it's huddle called or in a no huddle tempo situation, a 2 minute situation, I mean, these are plays that we've worked for a long time, and I think the guys have, the new skill guys have done a very good job of understanding where they fit in that.
When the offense doesn't perform up to expectations and comes in for criticism, do you take it personally?
I don't really listen to it, other than when I have to come up here, and then I get kind of a feel for what people are saying, or my daughters are sending me video clips. But, like I said, in my 5.5 years here, we've done some great, great things statistically. You know, what we haven't done is get to the Super Bowl and have a chance to win the game that really is what all of this is about. And that's the goal. So, I mean, we're sitting here at 7-2. I've been 7-2 probably one other time in my entire 21-year career, and yet still been to the playoffs 15 years out of those 21. So it's hard to be 7-2. And that's still not – the name of the game is putting ourselves in a position to succeed when everything's on the line. And we'd like to be able to do that at home.
In your 21 years, is Parcells the best sideline yell guy?
There's no better. You better have your hard hat on.
Were you ever on the receiving end?
You better have your hard hat on.
You talk about statistically the things that you guys have accomplished. Do you feel like the chemistry is there? It kind of sounded like you were alluding that part was not yet fulfilled.
Yeah, I think it's a process. It's obviously not if we don't feel like we're playing to what we feel like as a group, not what you all feel, what we feel like we're capable of doing. That being said, the name of the game is winning, and that's why I keep saying what I'm saying. We've statistically done a lot of great, great things, and really it hasn't added up to anything because we haven't played in that confetti game, and that's the name of the game for us, and that's why you'll hear me say that a bunch. We need to win games, and whatever it takes to win games, that's what we need to do, because we've done the other stuff, and that really doesn't get you much in the end if you don't win the game.
Two more questions.
When your offense scores 3 points against a defense that's not rated very highly for 2.5 quarters, are you sitting there like we are going, what the heck's going on here?
No, because at halftime I said, everybody had a hand in that. It wasn't just one group. It wasn't just one player. I mean, everybody took turns in that half of not doing what they were supposed to do. Some of them more obvious than others. But, it was guys outside, receivers. It was running backs. It was up front. It was Ben. It was us as coaches. So everybody had a hand in it. And so it wasn't a surprise. It was pretty obvious that if we could take care of our business, that we were going to be able to do the things necessary to move the football and hopefully score points. So, that was kind of our thought process at halftime and to get the ball back down 17-3 because, they scored on their first possession. I thought it was great. Our guys didn't panic. They knew what we had to do and we've got it done.
When you got a chance to go from two, there was talk about kicking versus going for two. What goes into that process? And then how much, when you're successful in going for two, how much does that maybe help the red zone offense?
I don't know whether it helps it. What helps it is we work 2-point plays, and we've been doing it for, 3 years plus out here at least twice a week, live against our defense, which is great, great preparation for us and them. That's what makes it disappointing when we go out and aren't lined up properly. But, we overcame it. We ended up getting it in, and that gave all of us confidence. When it happens in a game and you convert, it's a confidence builder for the guys.
All right.
Thank you, Todd.